Welcome to Motivational Thuggery, because somebody has got to get you all the way together, always with a lot of love and a dash of thug. I'm your motivational thug, Celie. Stay tuned, because today's message is about trusting yourself. Thuggles, why is it that you stay out here in these streets trusting what everyone else says but refusing to honor your own intuition? Who do you think you are? No, really, I want you to think about that, because I feel like half the time you don't know about the amazing you that's currently in hiding. Now, on the last episode, we discussed the faux ho and people trying to sell us falsities and lies. I had a listener come back and ask, but how do you know? You just know. I know it's not the answer you want to hear. You are used to going on Google and finding out everything you need to know or think you need to know, even though a lot of what's on Google ain't fact, but that's another story for another day. You might be friends with someone across the oceans and have access to their knowledge as well. Don't get me wrong, that's all well and good. Hey, that's how I can broadcast this here podcast, y'all. Technology is a good thing, but hear me out. Our ability to stay connected with each other has caused us to be disconnected with ourselves. Now, some of us have so much doubt in our own capabilities that we end up giving control of a lot of our lives to someone who usually knows less than we do. Come on, son. Can we concentrate on our own magic, on our own strength? A lot of us don't get to figure this out until we are in the midst of a storm in our lives. But I'd like to invite you to think about this. My theory is that in not stepping into our own magic, our own doubts within ourselves sometimes create those storms. And yes, we find out how strong we are when we come through them. But I'm the type of person that I like to learn from other people's mistakes, you know? I don't want to burn my hand on the stove to figure out it's hot. If I see you burning your hand, well, I'm good on the stove. My challenge to you today is to connect with your higher self. In the Yoruba culture, there's the concept of Ori. Ori literally translates to head, but it's defined as your truest and highest self. It's the heavenly connection that you have here on earth. Now, my godfather once explained it to me like this. He said, remember in mythology, how the fates would have the power to cut the thread of life here on earth. That thread that ties you to life has you on one side and Ori on the other. In other words, Ori is your perfect self. I think that the more time we spend on earth, the more likely we are to forget. My daughter used to speak so many truths to me as a toddler. I always thought it was because, you know, she was closer to the other side being so young. She would tell me that when she was in heaven, she chose me to be her mommy. Now, I believe that was her Ori making that decision. And I believe that because she was so close to the other side being a toddler, that she still remembered some of that. But we lose that, right? Ori is a divine in you. It's the connection that you have to everything in this world. And it's where your intuition lies. We've been taught that only some folks have that magic, but that's each and every one of us. It's each and every one of our divine right. Which is why I get annoyed when I see you out here acting crazy and talking to faux hoes, spending all your monies on everything from crystals to candy to candles. And so I want to say something too. I speak as someone with a large crystal collection and about 2 dozen candles in my home right now. So it's not that it's a bad thing, right? It's where you take it and the power that you put into some things as opposed to what you are bringing into it from within yourself. It's not that you shouldn't seek guidance. We all need that. But before you run your ass around trying to find someone to tell you what you want to hear, figure some things out for yourself. Also, let me say this. Use your intuition about whoever you speak to, because the last thing you need to be doing is jumping from seer to seer because they didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. Now, a good messenger will give you the truth, and it's not always pretty. Your job is to prepare for that truth. Sometimes is you having a conversation in the mirror and committing to not bullshitting yourself. And other times, it looks like you strolling your ass into therapy to deal with the shit that you've been carrying around all this time. Everybody want to be enlightened and woke, but not everybody wants to do this here work. Which brings me back to, you need to trust yourself. But before you trust yourself, you gotta stop bullshitting yourself. Stop the pretenses, stop the lies. Get in touch with your highest self. The one that rolls his eyes at you every time you say you want to find a new tarot reader when the last one pulled all your edges out one by one. Because there's too much greatness for you to be running around here getting on my nerves and not stepping into your magic. You feel me? Buggles, we've reached the meditation portion of the podcast. I'd like to thank you for listening, for being here, and I hope that these words have served you. Now, today, I want you to think about one thing. Okay, here's your meditation for the day. I will do one thing to get me in touch with my higher self, whether it's looking at myself in the mirror and really seeing myself for once, making that therapy appointment, or just sitting my ass down somewhere and meditating on how awesome I am. I will be that bitch that learns to trust myself.